You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, brought to you by EMP, 180 Weight Loss. They are the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP, 180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, March 13th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Hi, John Paul.
How you doing?
Hi.
Did you have a good morning?
No, not really. I wasn't feeling that great this morning. A little nauseous. I don't know what was going on.
Didn't have to wake up at 3 to watch something on DVR?
No, I woke up at 4:20, which is a little bit late for me. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get out of bed.
As always on the show, if you want to get in touch with us, you can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Same number if you want to text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. On the program today, Charlie Casserly, former Redskins and Texans GM, will join us at 7 o'clock as we dive into NFL free agency. It seems like Kirk Cousins has one less option as the Broncos opt not to wait for Kirk. They go ahead and sign Case Keenum. So Charlie Casserly will talk to us about that and more at 7 o'clock. Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals joins us at 9 for the morning skate. Caps with a nice win at home back into first place in the Metro. And we have a mystery guest today at 7:40.
I like it. I love mystery guests.
Now, can we play the game?
I think that's why it's a mystery guest.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm hoping it's a bigger mystery guest. No offense. Than Mr. Wash.
I did get one nugget from Drab T-shirt about the mystery guest. It's a very small nugget,
what
though.
What is it?
Has been a guest on the show before.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I could get from him.
So that eliminates that question.
I'm going to guess it's nothing silly.
You think it's similar to Mr. Wash?
Maybe a step up, but nothing crazy. Don't get crazy. That would be my guess.
I'm going to guess it's college hoops related.
Yeah.
Coming up at 7:40, we have the mystery guest. But I did mention the Caps with the big win last night. First and foremost, Grubauer was in the net. Cakes owes me a dollar.
No. Wait a second. First and foremost, Ovi makes history and scores a 600
goal. Not for
goal.
This show. We had an argument about Grubauer. He was going to get 600. Grubauer is the lead goalie. Bet against Cakes.
It's looking that way.
Yeah. Three games in a row.
It's his job to lose.
And he's won two of them.
Looks like it. Yeah.
And in those three games, he's given up 4 goals.
Now that's going to be.
Is what Holpe was giving up every game.
So now they're going to have 3 days, 2.5 days, whatever rest before they play the Islanders, and I would assume they trot out Grubby again.
Yeah,
and
that'll be a Grubby game.
Maybe Friday, because they'll play back to back. And the Islanders suck anyway. Caps will probably score 5 or 6 goals against them.
Let's hope. You never know. But 2 nice goals last night for Ovi. Very exciting. I know it wasn't a classic Ovi goal, the 600, but I don't know. It was kind of a cool feeling.
You got 3 whacks at it. Finally got it past Hellebuck.
Yeah. So I happened to be watching it when he scored at 600. That was pretty cool.
That's big. So.
I watched Ovi Time, where our guy Jay Beagle comes in for the face-off. That's his deal. And they said right at the top, Jay Beagle's in there for the face-off. He's won 8 out of 12. He is winning an unbelievable amount of face-offs
lately. That skill is going to score him a really nice contract because he's a free agent. And he's going to get a deal at the end of the year. I think he's making about 1.7, 1.75 at this point. When you go out and win all your face-offs, teams like that skill set.
Where does he rank in the face-off category?
I think he's top 10 or top 12 in the league, percentage-wise.
That's strong.
Yeah.
But he says since they changed the rule, he's really been thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Which rule are we talking about?
There was some
face-off rule.
I definitely can't explain it. I wanted to ask him,
but we didn't get a chance.
We can ask him today.
Yeah, he could explain the different.
I feel like he tried to explain it a little bit and just went over all of
our heads. We're just hockey noobs. He needs to understand.
Well, either that or you just.
But he won the faceoff. They immediately had a power play in overtime, which made it 4-on-3. They didn't capitalize there, but then they had a breakaway with less than a minute to go, and Kuzi put it in the net. Game over.
Kuzi had the game winner.
He did.
Nice.
So it's good. I don't know. We'll
see.
So
they're back to first in the Metro by point because Pens were off last night.
Maybe I can be excited about them now if I feel like they got a hot goalie. You got to feel like that.
Can always grasp.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'll have your beard for a week and a half.
I don't think I'm doing the beard bit anymore. I didn't do it last year. I think I'm out on that. It did no good. I raised it a couple G's, but I don't think it really did any good. It definitely brought us no good luck, I can assure you that.
It certainly hasn't done that over the years.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe you could have some good luck in the Cash Flash contest. It's now time for this hour's code word. It's manager. Text manager to 72881 before 7 a.m. this morning for your chance to win $1,000 in this multi-market contest. That's manager to 72881. Message and data rates apply. The next Cash Flash at 7 a.m. with Pedro Medhurst.
I mean, I do think Caps fans have a reason to be excited about the team. The problem is everybody's used to getting bounced out in the second round, generally by the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Right.
And that's looming.
That's our fate.
People had low expectations this season.
I had low expectations for the regular season, but then high hopes for the postseason, which is bizarre.
People weren't necessarily expecting postseason to be there, given all of their losses. They're going to be like a 6 seed, a 7 seed. They might win the division.
Correct. But I think most of us thought they would make the postseason, but just be a low seed. And then we just hope that being a low seed might transfer into something different. But I don't know. I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday who's a Caps season ticket holder, and he's still, you know, cautiously optimistic. He's not really getting worked up yet. Still got, what, 17, 18 games left, whatever it is?
Oh, less than that.
I think 15, maybe 15, 14.
Yeah, so...
I think still, first week in April, they're done the regular season.
Still a ways away, though. I mean, whatever. See what happens. See how
month
they're playing
from now,
going
we're
in
the playoffs, and it looks like Philip Grubauer is going to be the goalie.
I would go with that.
It's
his job
he
to lose.
Botches it.
It's his job to lose. Now, if he goes out there and has two or three duds in a row, well, then they'll go to Holtby and see what he's got.
They were up 2-1 with 5 or 6 minutes left, and they gave up that game-tying goal. And that was one. I was watching it, and... Right before Joe B said, I said, because the guy was just, that was one of those high danger. They just leave guys wide open in front of the net.
Odd man rushes. That was my guy's whole thing.
I don't even think it was an odd man rush. They were just in the zone. And, I can't remember.
That was Dale Hunter's whole bit.
Eliminate
the odd man rushes.
Yeah.
But
defense
I know
definitely leaks oil often.
So talking to my buddy yesterday, he's been a longtime season ticket holder, and we were talking about Holtby, and just and I just made the stupid, silly comment that it's pretty. I don't think he lost his talent, just it's obviously a confidence thing. And he reminded me that I think it might have been his rookie year. Remember when there was that fight against the Flyers when everybody got into it, and their goalie came all the way across?
Yeah, I remember.
And like knocked out Holtby, or whatever.
He,
right?
He traces it back to that.
No. You let me finish the point?
Yeah, go ahead.
The point was that after that, Holtby lost like 7 games in a row or something. In other words, like his head maybe got screwed for, took him a while.
He thinks he's mentally fragile.
Yes.
I don't buy that.
Mm. Well, it's a theory.
That's a fan's theory.
It is a fan's theory, but it's a sophisticated fan. Somebody goes to all the games. The point being that, hey, look, we all have our weaknesses, and one of his weaknesses might be his confidence.
That's probably, yeah.
That's all he's saying. Not saying he's a bad guy.
When he's playing well, his confidence is high.
Yeah. Slightly different than that, Brent Johnson, who was a former Caps goaltender who is on NBC Sports Washington often doing Caps overtime and Caps hang time with Grant Paulson, his theory is that goalies nowadays, they have to move a lot more, the game's faster, and he's just fatigued. And that eventually goalies get fatigued, and he thinks it's not just physically, it's mental, and maybe that's why Trotz has called it a reset.
Right. Give him a little rest. Get
him
start out there fresh again.
You're in that grind night after night after
night. So this might work out perfect. Ride Grubby as long as you can, and then when he starts to falter, you go back to your former Vezina Trophy winner. Not that he sucks, he's just in a bad spot right now.
By the way, I stand corrected on Jay Beagle. He's all the way up to fourth now percentage-wise.
In face-offs.
Because he's been on a tear.
He trails Ryan O'Reilly, Antoine Vermette, Claude Giroux.
Hmm.
He's at fourth with 58.1% of his draws.
So Ovi gets number 600 last night. He's the 20th player to have 600.
Yep.
And he's the fourth fastest
Correct.
In NHL history.
But some of those guys got there in like 650 games or whatever, and he got there in like 900 or whatever, 990 or whatever it was.
Different game now, but that's really impressive. He's got 42 on the season.
Leads the league.
And he would lead the league for the seventh time in his career.
That's pretty crazy.
Ends up doing it this year.
It's pretty crazy.
Which he probably will.
The guy he was tied with last night heading into the game from the Jets, Patrick Laine, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's 19 years old.
And he scored their second
and
goal,
he's got
right?
40 goals or 41 goals?
He had 40 coming into last night. I don't believe he scored for Winnipeg.
I thought he scored their second goal.
He may have. I think he's 19.
Wow.
And he's amongst the league leaders
you're right.
in scoring.
He's 19.
He's a super stud.
First round, he's second pick in the 2016 draft.
Well, they hit on that pick. That's a ding for the Jets.
From Finland. He's a Finn.
Finland cranks out a bunch of silly hockey players.
Well, I know this. As an uneducated Caps fan, my expectations have never been lower. So I can't go wrong. I'm good.
Now I have to Google if the NHL playoffs started today. I do this every day starting in March, basically.
Very fluid.
It is.
Was it yesterday? Was it Pittsburgh?
I didn't pull it up yesterday. Today, the Caps would face the Columbus Blue Jackets if the NHL playoffs started today.
And they're tough for them,
right? Who would
they
face in the second round if they were to advance?
I don't have the bracket in front of me. It's not that detailed.
Wasn't there also a reset?
That's the dagger.
Yeah. The dagger is in the second round. They'd probably play.
Do they reseed? I can't remember. Do they reseed?
They've redone the playoffs so many times, I can't keep track.
Do you know how the playoff seeding works now?
Do I know how it works now?
I mean,
now?
The opener, like the first round, do you know how it works?
I mean, I've read about it, but I've forgotten. I can't explain it.
It's a wacky because what always happens, or it's happened a few times to the Capitals, is they'd be the one seed.
I have it right here.
And then they don't face a lower seed in the second round. They end up facing like the 2 seed, which is Pittsburgh, in the second round.
The top 3 teams in each division earn berths in the playoffs. The next 2 teams, in terms of total points in the conference, regardless of division, earn the wild card spots.
Okay.
That's 8 from each conference.
All right, so that would be Columbus and New Jersey.
The top seed in each division plays one of the wild cards in its conference. The division leader with the most points plays the wild card team with the fewest points. The second and third seeds in each division face each other in the first round. It's wacky.
So you're right.
The second round is the wacky.
Yeah.
Because the Caps have been eliminated and people would complain, well, it's 1 versus 2 in the second round. That should be the finals.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why is it so difficult to just go 1 to 8? 8 plays 1.
You wouldn't think it was
that
difficult.
7 plays 2. I don't understand it.
So
right now, see, the Caps have played, what was that, 69 games.
13 left.
13.
That's it. 13.
Man, it's coming down to the end.
So I don't know what to make of it, but I was waiting for the Kirk Cousins letter to the fans. I thought the fans, me, deserved it after supporting him for all these years. Finally put something out there, and then he had all those weird hashtags where he deleted. Hashtagged the Jets. He hashtagged the
Vikings.
The Vikings.
Then he deleted them.
Yeah. After people pointed, what is he doing?
I don't know. I don't get it.
What is he doing?
Why do you have to hashtag a team?
I just so that more kind of hype fans, up a little interest.
More of those fans see your tweet.
Yeah.
Because if fans click on their team's hashtag, they might see it.
But why would you only hashtag those two fan bases?
Yeah, why would you limit yourself?
I don't understand that either.
Broncos are out.
Who knows if he's even running his own Twitter?
This was on his website. And
there
I'm
was
sure,
only 4 teams that were really in then, play.
Well, now it seems like there's 3.
Now there's 3, and apparently the Cardinals are going to put some huge package together.
Yeah.
Apparently his sister lives in Arizona.
But
the latest scuttle.
I think it's his wife's sister.
Sister-in-law.
Okay.
It doesn't, but that doesn't matter.
It's just,
I mean, that's such a
maybe
small
it does.
Piece.
Anyway, it's just something I know we'll talk about it. It's just, I don't get the dude, man.
I think he has proven to be somewhat of a phony.
Proven to be very similar to RG3. He's using social media, and I read that he also is going to have cameras following his free agency.
Oh, here's a huge difference. Yeah. He's a way better quarterback
than
RG3.
That's true.
There's your biggest starkest difference.
That's true, but he likes the spotlight. He likes some attention dollars.
Yeah, who doesn't? Everybody likes some ADs.
True.
Even Kirk.
True.
Even Kirky.
You know,
but see, you're killing him. But if he was staying with the Redskins,
well, I would have different feelings.
You would have no problem with anything he's doing.
Probably,
maybe a little bit.
That's probably that's true. Of course, yeah. I've told you, jilted lover.
John Elway wanted nothing to do with them. Said I'll go out and get Case.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad option.
Either that, or he realized he didn't want to play there.
I know.
Or he knew the price tag would be too high. He didn't want to spend that much money.
Yeah.
What is this about Breeze now? Too, we got to get into that next break too. Am I going to end up flushing my head in a toilet full of duty?
Well, Vikings apparently are just interested, so I don't know if they've
called would be interested.
Yeah, so they've either called his agent or they are going to call him.
He has to leave New Orleans for me to do that.
Correct.
God, I would love that.
And I would likely renege on that.
you'd weasel your way out?
I would likely,
you
yeah.
probably would.
Maybe you'd have AWOD stick his head in. He'd be your
proxy.
Wouldn't
be the first time.
Yeah. Maybe that would be the
All right, guys, you know one thing I did not do this morning? I did not take the 5-hour energy.
Well, I don't know why you're waiting.
Not yet. I'm going to, but yeah. I did not this morning because I wasn't feeling that great.
Can you ship me one or a dozen?
Yeah, I could do that.
Please.
And I can feel it. I need it.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel as alert and as focused as I usually do. I'm going to tell you that right now. And if you're someone who hates the taste of coffee like me, maybe hate spending $6 on a premium cup of Joe every time you need a pick-me-up.
I hate that.
You sound like a perfect candidate, for 5-hour energy shots. Grab one today on your way to work. See how alert and focused it'll make you feel. I'm telling you, it works.
Glasses.
Right now, 5-hour energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is being played. You see an upset in the making? No big deal. Swap the favorite out to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com or click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106 on the Fan. I mentioned that Charlie Casserly was joining us at 7 and Jay Beagle at 9.
Yeah.
We also have some really cool prizes to give away. I think we'll do that today at 9:20.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets to go see the Caps against the Stars March 20th.
Very good.
And we have tickets to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce at FedEx Field.
Very nice.
So we'll do that at 9:20 this morning.
Maybe we
right
should do a little
Jay-Z, Jay Beagle.
Jay-Z Beyonce trivia.
Could do that.
I have a wealth of that stored in my brain.
That wouldn't actually be Casey's
wheelhouse. Well, I have a wealth of it, too, stored right in that HP.
Stored on the interwebs.
Do you want to do that, or do you want to do medley again?
Oh, yeah, we can do that, too.
We can do 2 Jay-Z songs, 2 Beyonce songs.
Let's make it difficult, because those are good prizes.
That works.
Right?
Whatever you want to do over there, Valdez.
Valdez, my daughters have their first high school game tonight. It's going to be 35 degrees.
Softball?
Yeah. It's going to be 35 degrees tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be brutal.
I told my daughter, I said, I'm going to come, because I'm going to go to my daughter. My oldest daughter plays varsity. My youngest daughter, she's a freshman. She plays JV.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to go to the JV game because it's a home game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 2 seconds from my house.
Yep.
And I'm going to watch the game from my car.
Okay. You have that luxury. Why wouldn't you?
Again, I'm going to sit in my car. Listen
heated,
to the radio.
Heated seat.
Heated seats.
Yep.
Car on, and I'm going to watch it from the car.
Beautiful.
Because I like it. She'll probably go 4 for 4.
She probably will.
she doesn't get yelled at in the outfield.
Exactly. Won't have her dad bearing down on her.
She told me not to go to the game.
Right. She should be nervous. You make her nervous.
I said, you know what? I said, I'm not going to yell.
Right.
I'm just going to coach a little bit.
Right. Coach from the sidelines.
But I said today.
Stand.
Are you going to honk the horn when she should swing?
Right. Exactly. But I'm not going to get out of the car.
It took me about 15 years to realize that that's exactly what the kids don't want, is you screaming and yelling.
Right,
and
Unless they just,
high school, you already have 10 million people
yelling
at you.
Right, it only confuses them, makes things more difficult.
They also really don't respect your knowledge. They just don't. So,
I'll be watching from the car.
Well, when I played hoops, I didn't, like when my dad would get bitter at me because I missed a layup or something. I was like the 10th person who would yell at me.
Yeah, of course.
I was just tired of hearing it.
You're
of
over.
Yeah. They want your parents to support
them. My teammates get better. I missed a shot. My coach get better. Now I got to go hear it from him when I go home.
But here's the deal. There's a little extra motivation for tonight's game, that game in particular, because the pitcher, we're playing against Loudoun County High School. And that pitcher who's going to pitch tonight used to play on our travel team.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
A little rivalry.
And she's good, mm-hmm. right? She was probably, we have 3 pitchers and we have 2 number ones. And then an average pitcher.
Right.
Well, she waited until the last possible second. We had another pitcher who wanted to join our team. Really good lefty, right? Our coach said, you know what? We got 3 pitchers. We're fine. We're good.
Yeah.
Well, so she joined another team.
She bailed.
And then the girl who was on our team, at the last possible second, her dad said, you know what? I want her to play up. So she went to an 18U team.
Okay.
Right.
So you guys got an opening, but it's too late.
Right, because the other girl that we wanted already joined another team.
She left you guys in a lurch, so to speak.
High and dry.
Yeah.
Who sang that song, High and Dry?
Radiohead.
Radiohead. Yeah, she left us also Radiohead.
Also Def Leppard from the early 80s.
Hey, you don't incentivize your kids, do you, when they play sports in high school?
Such as?
Like some people.
With money?
Yeah, like so they say, like every home run you get this season, I'll give you $10 or something like that.
I've done that in the past for like club season, like lefty goals. Yeah, you score a lefty goal, you know, whatever. It doesn't really matter. They don't really care.
I kind of like incentivizing. I like that.
I don't know if it necessarily helps.
I don't know that it helps either, but I've always thrown that out there. And if they happen to do it, then they want to get paid.
Like tangling that carrot.
I believe in, like, bribery, though, for everything. I try to do it.
Of course.
Yeah. It just makes you feel better. Like, they're going to try harder, but...
Right.
They're not. They're always going to try the same.
At the end of the day, it's going to be about the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true.
Man, it's going to be freaking cold tonight.
So, you know, get back into this Kirk Cousins thing. So yesterday in the afternoon, I'm reading that. So it's weird because Kirk finally puts out that letter, but okay.
We should read some of it.
You know, what's the cliche about a dollar late or a day?
Day late and a dollar short.
Right.
I believe that's the cliche.
Yeah, but whatever. Okay. He finally wrote the letter. I liked Arrieta's better. Arrieta's, did you see what he did to the Cubs?
Uh-uh.
His was like sort of handwritten. I don't know. It seemed more real. Anyway, Kirk wrote his. They had the weird hashtags with the Jets and the Vikings?
Vikings and Jets, yeah.
And he left out, like, if you're going to do that, why wouldn't you hashtag, you know, the Cardinals who've openly campaigned for
you? Now, this was a letter to the fans.
Or the Redskins, because Redskins fans, that's who you're supposedly writing to.
Was this a letter via Twitter or like a website?
KirkCousins.com, I believe. KirkCousins.org.
His own website.
JP could read if you want.
It's all of his Redskins. Read a couple packages. 90% off.
I mean, a couple passages. He says, as I'm about to make one of the bigger decisions of my life, I'll be saying goodbye to my familiar life as a Redskin. After calling Washington home for the past 6 years, the team has decided to move on to another option, and in turn, my family and I will be moving on as well. Knowing I will not be putting on a Redskins jersey next season, it's hard to look back at all that's taken place and not become emotional. Even though I don't really feel that many emotions reading this. Mm-hmm. He goes, I will forever be grateful to Mike Shanahan for taking a chance on me in the 2012 draft. At the time, many people saw his selection as foolish. Time proved otherwise and taught me that there are no guarantees in this business. If you work hard and learn from your mistakes, good things can happen. For the first time in 11 years, I'll participate in choosing where I play. Having said this, I would not trade the past decade for anything. And the reason why I said it feels emotionless, it's just the way that I get it. It doesn't seem that emotional,
that
even though he says it's emotional.
Well, because I don't think that, I mean, he was a good quarterback, but it's not like Redskins fans had this great emotional attachment. He didn't do special things here.
But it's also the language it's 7 or 8 paragraphs. He goes, though we are ultimately measured on a win-loss record, my fondest memories will be the little achievements and struggles that got us there. The everyday memories that made the job fun. I'll miss Trent Williams's clever one-liners at a teammate's poor fashion choices, mostly mine. Breakfast with Sheriff and Sundberg. Tress Way's trivia games. Ryan Kerrigan's consistency. Jordan Reed's horrible ping pong but amazing routes. Chatting with Jamison Crowder and Josh Doctson in the cold tub. Duncan Fridays with Colt McCoy, and on and on.
He mentioned Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy.
That's going to Dunkin' Donuts. Well, who doesn't love Duncan? Are you kidding?
Right. And he also gave a shout out to Gruden, Allen, and Dan, and he pretty much hated all those guys. Right. So who knows?
It's pointless.
It's a pointless goodbye. You know, he wrote it. It was something that had to happen.
There's no emotional attachment with Kirk Cousins. Not really.
Not anymore.
Well, even if there ever was. But I mean,
no, right. He didn't win a championship.
Yeah.
He won the division.
He won the special Redskins. It's not like Daryl Green or Art Monk saying goodbye.
To be fair to him, he did lead them to their best stretch in like the last 20-plus years, record-wise.
Yeah, okay, but that's not going to warrant Skins fans boo-hooing that he's leaving.
Understood.
But I don't even think that's what JP's referring to. He's just referring to just sort of his emotions.
It feels like a cold letter.
Because he's a phony. Letter. He's a fake.
In fact, and nowadays...
he's a nice guy,
with
but
the technology,
whatever.
He could have... done this, like, if you were truly genuine, you could do this in video fashion. Speak from the heart. This was definitely edited by his agent or lawyer.
But if I did it video fashion,
very cold.
T-shirt would be holding the laptop right underneath the camera, and I'd be reading it because I would like the script.
Me too.
I like to go.
You know why it feels cold? Because there wasn't an emotional attachment on either side.
Correct.
That's why it feels cold.
That's true.
This wasn't hard for Kirk Cousins.
No.
No, he was butt-sized. Here's the thing, and this is what became obvious at the end.
Years.
He was butt-sized to get out of here. So he can say what he wants about he wouldn't trade the last decade for anything. The guy is butt-sized to hightail it out of here.
He was butt-sized to be a free agent, and which I always said.
I can't believe we're still using butt-sized.
it's a staple.
Here's the thing, and I don't blame him.
We should bring back, what was the name of the segment that we called it? I Get Sized, I think, was the segment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Obviously, I don't blame him because he's working for boobs. I mean, Dan and Bruce are just two of the worst people on earth. No, I get it. The thing I never liked is that I felt like he was fake, disingenuous about his real desire to want to stay here. That was all fake.
Well, you were right. You're right.
And to me,
I was wrong because I thought he did want to stay here.
Reading this morning that he has cameras.
No, but I'm saying you're right that he was disingenuous.
Journey.
Yeah.
He's just so calculated.
But I guess my point would be, why do you expect anything different?
And
I
mean, he's going for the money.
He's definitely going for the money.
That's why the Jets are a player.
Right. Did they even consider the Jets? I think it's silly. But maybe he will. So anyway, so then in the afternoon, I'm reading a Pro Football Talk
deal.
Well, hold
on. He's going for the money, but he's also going for the best, what he feels is the better situation. He doesn't feel like this is the better situation for him.
Maybe, but do you think the Jets are a better situation?
Well, he hadn't signed with the Jets yet.
Right, but the fact they seem to be one of the final two.
Yeah,
if you believe
Pro Football Talk...
They were really two suitors. Now, I believe that Arizona is going to make a pitch for him. They're openly campaigning for him.
I would think if it's all about the best situation, I would think the Vikings are a no-brainer. But no matter if it's the Jets or the Vikings or the Cardinals or the Saint, whoever it is, he feels like that's a better fit for him because if he really, really loved it here, he would sign here.
Now, it's been leaked.
He could work something out.
Definitely, and that's what I thought he would do. I thought they would figure it out. But it has been out there for a few weeks now that there's mutual interest on both sides from Minnesota. And as soon as I started reading that, that meant to me the agent's leaking that. That's where he ultimately wants to go. And I do believe that's where he'll end up signing.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially the monkey wrench could be is
what
if
about
Drew Brees leaves.
Well, then Cousins goes to the Saints.
Well, I guess that opens up the Saints.
That could happen.
As a landing spot for Kirk.
I would be stunned if Drew Brees leaves New Orleans. He's
I would
just
too.
Such an
I'd
icon
be shocked
there.
Too.
This late in his career, I would be stunned. It would be a Peyton Manning-esque move. It would blow me away.
Yeah, I would.
It would blow me away. Stunning.
But if the Vikings, you know, come up big and say, hey, we'll give you 2 years fully guaranteed, $62 million, he might be tempted.
Right,
for
but then
a basically
I would think,
Super Bowl-ready type
but then
team.
I would think that the Saints would have to step up. Just the city. They would just have to do it for the city. I'd be stunned.
Can we play the duty clip to remind everyone what's at stake?
I'm telling you, I'll probably renege on this, but sure.
I mean, he wants to come back.
Drew Brees got insulted by New Orleans
and
offer.
And then Drew Brees became
available?
Drew
Brees has basically said, I'm staying in New Orleans no matter what. He's done the one thing that agents don't want you to do.
Yeah.
He is committed to the team before an offer.
Right.
But he is a free agent.
They'll figure something out.
I literally will flush my head in the toilet if they do. I'll do it on air. Put a band toilet in here. I'll put my head and bury it and just flush it with a duty swirling around.
If Drew Brees is available?
Yes.
Can I pick the duty? Can I pick the duty?
You can make the duty.
It's
going
to be dumped.
That's a good bit, though.
But you're not going to
do it. I could give you an out. Yeah. I have this game. Never even played it. It's like one of these goofy games for kids. Which is a mini, like, toilet. It's a mini toilet. Mm-hmm. And you... I don't even know how the game gets played. Just eventually the toilet sprays. Like, it's, you know, mm-hmm. all four of us were playing.
Yeah.
And so you can
sounds
do
like
that.
I had no. the game.
Here's the thing. He's not going anywhere. I'm still just as convinced now as ever. I'm not surprised the teams are expressing interest, though. I mean, why wouldn't you? That was the whole point. I would definitely express interest in Drew Brees.
Would you rather have Drew Brees for the next 2 years or Kirk Cousins for the next seven?
Oh, I don't care about Kirk. Kirk is so dead.
I'm saying
to me.
If you're in Minnesota.
Drew for two.
I'd rather have Drew for two.
Really?
I mean, I like some Kirk, but if I can get Drew for 2 years.
I mean, Drew's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And, like, he should get every vote.
Plug him into that team?
Yeah.
Kirk has won a playoff game.
But he is almost 40.
I understand. Right,
but he's still
older.
Silly. He's still silly.
I know he is.
What if they miss on Kirk, right? Kirk goes to the Jets and Case just left to Denver? Mm-hmm. They just royally botched it.
Who? Minnesota?
The Vikings. Yeah.
I know.
They got this championship team, and they're going to have to go crawling back to Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or pretty Bradford. Much.
That's nubs.
That is a nubs move. They've got a lot of eggs in the Kirk Cousins basket. Well, at this
when
point.
Healthy, what about Bradford, AJ McCarron?
In my opinion, when healthy, Bradford's as good, if not better, than Kirk.
Yeah, but he's never healthy.
I was going to say Bridgewater. What if they really like Bridgewater?
I don't think they love
him. How can you really like Bridgewater?
They love his
that
character.
Much.
I don't think they love his playoff field.
No, when I say love Bridgewater, I mean compared to Keenum. Mm-hmm. They obviously like Cousins better than Bridgewater.
Right.
But what if it's down to, what if they said, yeah, you know what? If Keenum goes somewhere, we got a nice backup plan with Bridgewater. They may feel that way.
Well, they also could have the backup plan of Bradford,
right.
who they like when he's healthy.
Charlie Castle is going to join us at 7, loves Bradford.
It's a
healthy.
Great question for Charlie. What if Kirk pulls an okey-doke and signs with, like, Arizona or the Jets? Now
word is Arizona's going to put this huge package together to try and lure Kirk.
And By the way, I did look at the hashtags. He did hashtag Redskins.
He did the Redskins. But he didn't the other teams that were allegedly in,
he did in
the
Arizona.
Mix. Right.
Hashtag.
He didn't Denver, but
there
I don't think Denver
bunch of
had.
Hashtags, by the way. It was family, friends.
Yes. Cousins,
Washington,
DC, Redskins, Dream,
Jets,
Faith, family. Right.
Vikings. It was annoying.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's what you do. That's how you do. Get hits. He's in the business of getting hits. But why wouldn't you hashtag the other teams that are allegedly in the mix? That's what didn't make any sense. Is it a window into his soul?
He wants Arizona to swoop in.
Well, if he did, he would hashtag him. That's the whole point.
I don't know. We will talk to Charlie Casserly coming up at 7 o'clock as we talk some NFL free agency. Case Keenum apparently will go to Denver. Free agency officially starts tomorrow, right? This is the legal tampering
14th,
period.
Yeah, tomorrow's the 14th, right?
So tomorrow there may be a flood. And Allen Robinson, the wide receiver, has committed to the Chicago Bears, so he's off the board for the Redskins. Charlie Casserly joins us at 7 here on the Junkies. This is Craig Mack, who passed away.
Forced out for, man.
Unbelievable song.
Sucks.
I think Craig Mack, great rapper in this, but it's the beat. This beat, which they've done a bunch of remixes, other rappers have done it. It's awesome.
So this is a single, came out in 1994, and I didn't realize this at the time, but the remix of the single that JP talks about was one of Biggie's first solo appearances, mm-hmm. Or one of the big breakout appearances, if you believe Wikipedia, and one of the first solo appearances by Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, there's an unbelievable remix that lasts like 7 or 8 minutes, it seems like.
This is a great song. With,
and then he really
I'd forgotten who the rappers were on there, but
he really kind of disappeared. This was really his only hit. He had another one that did chart reasonably well. And then they said he was like at a cult.
Wasn't it Return of the Mac?
I think you're right.
Get Down was the one that
the charted.
Hit number two on the rap charts. But after that, pretty much nothing else.
By the way,
only 46 years old.
That is a great song.
Great song. Classic.
Great song.
Kind of a blind spot for me. When did it come out?
94.
Dude. Yeah, early 90s.
You were big into hair metal.
You had no interest.
Hello, I still am.
You had no interest.
Yeah.
But that is a great tune.
No, it sucks, though. He's 46 years old.
Yeah.
Passed away. That's your bigger takeaway.
But apparently he had been ill for quite some time.
What was it, heart disease you said?
Heart failure. Yeah. He was in a hospital in South Carolina.
Pour one out for Craig Mack.
Pour it out tonight.
So, sad to hear that. Oh, by the way, this Tiger news. We're going to talk about Tiger, obviously. He's playing.
There is Tiger news.
Bay
I wanted
Hill.
To bring something up. I don't know if you...
Well, real quick, I wanted to put up that his wife, Elin, has put her 29,000-square-foot estate in
ex-wife.
Palm Beach,
right.
Florida, with 11
That's
bedrooms
ex-wife, right.
yep. and 15 bathrooms on the market for $49 million.
It's silly.
Where is
you
this?
Know what?
Palm
I'm not going to be able to bid on that one. No.
We should go visit.
We're out on that.
We're going to be there next week. We should try to do a drive-by.
No.
Yeah. We're going to tell them we're looking at
it. Just say you're interested.
We're in the market. I'm in on that. We're
gonna
rich.
Do that bit?
Yeah,
let's
do it. We all run our own head
yeah,
fund.
Yeah, we just make it. We wear our best clothes, which we're still looking to say you're not rich. And we just claim we're in the market.
Can't wear my Under Armour hoodie.
Yeah. But that's the type of deal, though, that the realtor would probably Google us and be like,
yeah,
no,
probably,
that we're not
to get
serious.
Vetted before yeah, they're right.
you
in
What's
there.
Your name?
But
yeah.
She purchased the site.
You couldn't even afford Ted Koppel's
ago.
House.
You're right.
For $12 million and to knock down a big silly, built her own silly.
For how
and,
much?
I don't know, but now she wants to sell it. For
she probably
50 million.
Bought, she probably built the other one for 25
So the lot
million.
Alone before they even erected.
No, there was a house on it that she tore down.
Right.
So she bought the lot with an old beater house
for
$12 million. Knock took a wrecking ball to it.
Probably yeah. built another one for 25
Built a new silly.
Just absurd.
Yeah.
You know, that has 11 bedrooms, 15 bathrooms.
Because she needs 11 bedrooms.
Right.
right.
And
she has family coming over from Sweden.
Right.
She's putting it on the market.
What are you going to do?
But there are.
You know what's funny is PGAtour.com has, before every tournament, has their power rankings. Mm-hmm. Right? It's usually the top 15 guys.
Yeah.
And they'll give reasons for why they list a certain guy based on how he's played that tournament or how he's playing currently. And Tiger Woods was not even showing up on any of the PGA Tour rankings because, obviously, you know, he'd just come back. He's number one this week at Bay Hill.
Well, rightly so.
He's number one.
He just finished in second.
On the power rankings. Mm-hmm. So essentially, he's the PGAtour.com's favorite to win the tournament.
Well, doesn't he dominate?
He's won it eight times.
He does.
Yeah, but it's still only his fifth tournament back.
Still got to win.
Still asking a lot.
May have to take him in the golf pool.
I think he'll be in
the mix.
It's just hard to win. He's going to win. It's inevitable. And I think he's going to win multiple times. I just don't know if this week is the week yet. But could be. Certainly could be. He's had a lot of success there. What I find amazing is just, again, the stories about how he moves the needle. His Saturday round, you know, they're focused on him, was a 3.26 overnight rating. The highest third round of any broadcast on any network for golf since the 2006 Bridgestone Invitational. Okay? Highest ratings in 12 years for a third round event.
Well, if you also compare the Valspar to the majors last year, the Masters did beat the Valspar.
Okay? Well,
the Masters had a 7-6. But last year, the U.S. Open, a 3-6. Mm-hmm. The British, a 3-2. The PGA, a 3-6. Valspar, 5-1.
5-1.
All right. That's why I kept telling you guys that the Masters this year will be the most watched Masters of all time. It'll be much higher than 7-6.
I'm coming around to your side of it, mostly because the way he played last week and Phil winning 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys
and then
are
you throw
so
in,
relevant
then you
right
throw
now.
In Spieth and McIlroy,
right.
the Young
and
Guns,
Dustin, yeah.
Sergio Garcia. Did Sergio win it last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Defending
and,
champ.
And those guys are all, you know, appealing to golf fans.
Yeah.
But none of them.
No.
Draw the
I just think it got a 7-6 last year without Tiger.
Look, right.
so
the Masters
right.
will be.
It could get a 10.
I
he's
agree.
The
Masters
be the
will be very yeah. highly rated if he's in the mix.
The problem
like
is,
okay,
the
well, okay, but Thursday, Friday, the numbers are going to be huge.
Yeah, it will.
And
be,
I would assume he's going to be in the mix at some point on the weekend.
I really am down on Tiger at Augusta because I think they have Tiger proofed it since the early 2000s. Had one since 2005, and I think for a good reason. He's not as aggressive on the par five.
Well, his putting has not been great at Augusta over the last
putting
10 years.
Hasn't been great. You got to be amazing on the greens.
Yeah, that's the key.
You know,
there.
Like that one year when he won by like 12 or whatever, he had 0-3 putts.
Do you listen to Michael Breed on PGA Tour Radio?
Sure.
I don't know if you heard this. But
Michael Breed?
Yeah, Michael Breed.
He's a silly instructor.
Okay. He was an instructor who was on the
I know
golf.
What you're talking about. He's claiming that the swing speed wasn't accurate.
Well, it wasn't just him. It was Costas, too. But
yeah.
Michael Breed basically said, because we were talking about the swing speed yesterday, that Tiger was clocked at 129 miles per hour.
The highest measured on tour.
Well, he called BS on it because he said that the ball speed doesn't match up with the swing speed. Mm-hmm. So Tiger's swing speed in the other three rounds were lower than 129. It was in the low 120s. And the mm-hmm. ball speed didn't change when they clocked him at 129.
So he's right. calling shenanigans.
Well, he's just saying the equipment that they're using isn't always accurate.
Which I think is, makes sense.
And Costas said the same thing. So when we said he swung the club at 129, he probably didn't.
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, I noticed that. I'm just
But Frank can.
I looked at the numbers, and I think when he it didn't make sense to me, but I thought maybe it was wind or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think when he measured at 129, he only hit a 307-yard drive.
Which wasn't even top five on that hole.
Yeah, he had a lot longer drives with less swing speed. But there are other factors. If you look at it, it also doesn't matter. But there are other factors like the loft, like, you know, the angle, launch angle and all that stuff. That can affect the distance, too.
But let's just assume it was at 129. It doesn't matter. He's still killing the ball, and he's hitting it much
further
than I
thought. Well, his ball speed is still higher than anybody else.
Yeah.
For the most part. So... Look, oh, most
I just wanted to point out the Tigers number one on the power rankings for Bay Hill.
Yeah. I mean, he should be one of the favorites, particularly the way he played last
week.
Yeah,
we're lucky. It's Tiger Week again.
Yeah, well, just wait until Masters Week.
Wait until he, I mean, I guess you were oblivious. Were you oblivious to the coverage? I know you didn't watch, but were you oblivious to the way the world was reacting to him on the weekend?
No, because I checked my Twitter. It was impossible
to
check.
So you were aware?
Tiger Talk overtook Twitter. I had to bury my head
for
in the
a
sand.
Reason.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going crazy on
but
Twitter.
But even during the midst of it, he was able to grind and finish in 27th place in a 700-person poker tournament.
Nicely done.
That's true. I watched
even
two
though
minutes
Valdez
had the Tiger right next to you.
Well,
because sometimes when you muck hands a lot, you need something to distract you.
Right.
And
I
for a few minutes, Tiger was there on
Believe
the TV.
Me, I got bored in an hour.
Right. You need to pass the time somehow.
You got bored in an hour just mucking? Muck.
I hardly mucked. I was playing like probably two out of every five hands.
Oh, okay.
I mean, free chips, free rolls.
Sure.
Hmm. By the way, going to be there for the long run. The
Chance for Life raised $1.6 million.
What did Brad say what their target was? Was it
1.5?
Yeah, they got them. Wow.
So they went past the target.
It's become an unbelievable event.
In 10 years, it's going to be $10 million.
You're probably right.
To think that they started with 40 guys in the basement of some bar or something.
And it's grown into the monster that it's become.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It's pretty amazing.
I mean, I can't believe they tried out Joe Montana. That blows
me. And Doc Gooden. And Mike the Mouth Matisau.
Well, Doc Gooden had to be cheap.
Phil Hellmuth. Big Silly, the poker brat.
Yeah. That's pretty incredible.
Cakes.
How many people
JP?
Do you think do the rebuy? Would you say half the field does the rebuy?
Hundreds rebought. Hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably generating easily 400,000, 500,000 just from the poker tournament.
Has
and then
to
they
be.
Have the auction, and then they have the sponsors. I mean, Boeing was there.
Yeah, Boeing's your lead sponsor. You're doing pretty well. You're doing something right.
Man, it's got to take a lot of work to put that thing together.
Because
I think, absolutely.
And I'm sure a lot of the big sillies there were doing the 15,000 chip rebuy. Like, that's the thing about winning it. Like, let's say you actually wanted to win it. I was thinking about this. If I'm willing to actually compete, and I wasn't, but if I was willing to compete, but I wasn't willing to spend for 15,000 extra chips, or as Cake says, all of a sudden they auction off 100,000 chips. So you're grinding, you're playing well. Let's say you actually double up, and you double up again. And then some loser gets bounced out. You have 20,000 in chips, and he spends $700, and boom, he's got 15,000 chips like that.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of the event. They're trying to dip into your pocket and raise money for a good
cause.
It's
more about raising money.
Yeah, like Phil Hellmuth said 100 times during the event, it's for the kids.
Yeah.
It's for the kids. You're raising money for kids with pediatric cancer.
For kids.
It's for the kids.
Phil Hellmuth could have spoken a little less, in my opinion.
I was fine with it.
He likes to talk.
Yeah, it's what he does. Yeah. It's his thing.
I mean, you could tell that just watching, you know, World Series of Poker.
Absolutely.
ESPN. He likes the attention.
He's a star.
All right, well, we like to talk to Charlie Casserly, former Redskins and Houston Texans GM. Now you can watch him on the NFL Network and NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us next as we dive into NFL free agency here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.